Inspector General of Police, John Kudalo, has charged the media not to compromise journalistic ethics in disseminating information to the public. He said the media are an interface between citizens and organizations that play a critical role in the formation of public opinion. Mr. Kudalo, therefore, impressed on the media to play a lead role in ensuring credible election this year. The IGP made the remark at an interaction with the media in Accra. Abraham Donko has the report.
The interaction, which forms part of the IGP's dialogue series with stakeholders ahead of the general election, was to discuss pertinent issues surrounding how the media and police can help to facilitate peace before, during and after the polls. The IGP, John Kudalo, said the media's gatekeeping role will be on test and should sift all content to ensure that what is fed to the public do not inflame passion. He said the media must ensure that their platforms are not used as conduit to cast a slur on the election.
Your effective and professionalism will call into action to avoid sending out media products that could cause public disorder. Your gatekeeping function will be in utmost demand and test to filter and sift all media material to ensure that that which is fed to the public is not that which inflames passion or will cause a breach of the peace. The media's role will be crucial in ensuring that the elections are conducted fairly and peacefully. Thus, the media, both local and international, should position themselves as neutral arbiters, provide relevant public information, and avoid hate and violence, including publication and broadcast.
Mr. Kudalo said the police is collaborating with sister security agencies under the auspices of the National Election Security Task Force to ensure that all potential threats are nipped in the bud. He added that flashpoints have been identified and the comprehensive operational strategies are being mapped out to neutralize them. The Chief of Staff of the Ghana Armed Forces, Brigadier General Michael Adeti, who represented the Chief of the Defense Staff, Air Marshal Samson Oje, said the Army stands ever prepared to defend the integrity of the nation. He added that the Army has been a partner to the police and will continue to cement that relationship by helping to maintain order before and after the election. The President of the Ghana Journalist Association, Afil Moni, appreciated the efforts of the police administration in courting the media to help champion the cause of peace. He pledged the association's commitment to assist the security agencies to maintain the peace. Some issues that came up for discussion include security at the borders, the influx of ammunition, and police-media relations.
Abraham Donko reporting.
Back to our earlier story, the IGP, John Kudalo, says the police are considering blocking social media on election day. Clarifying the statement on Behind the News, Director of Public Affairs of the Service, Superintendent Safas Afa, said the police administration believes the decision, when concluded, will check miscreants who will use social media to cause fear and panic on election day.
That particular day of the election, there's a possibility that we may shut down, we are considering the possibility of shutting down the social media. So it wasn't a categorical statement that, the police were going to shut down the social media, and for which sake there is a public outcry. And in fact, even if it were so, which is better, that people have access to the social media and get all the advantages that they get from it, and at the same time, miscreants take advantage of it and also cause mayhem in the country, or for just that one day, the social media is kind of bled so that we can have our peace as a country and move forward to reach our aspirations. So it is something that the IGP was surmising, and so it wasn't a categorical statement. The IGP said that no, on the election day, we are going to shut down the social media. That's not the
But
situation.
How active is the police service itself on social media? I mean, if you are going to monitor, that is what people put out there.
On one front, we are quite involved because we have some experts who can case and trace criminals who decide to use the spectrum of the social media to commit atrocities. But on the other front, the IGP also did indicate that we are not so strong as far as our presence there is concerned and putting out information and other things. And that we are working seriously at revitalizing our social media so that long before we get to the brink of the election, the police will be so strong so that we will also be giving information, communicating with the general public via the social media outlets.